بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حضرت عباس رضی اللہ تعالی the uncle of نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم mentions that one day I went to Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم and I asked him, Ya Rasulullah, علمني شيئا أسأله الله تعالى. Teach me something that I can ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in my dua. This is the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala. Abbas was the beloved uncle of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the Battle of Badr, he was taken as a captive by the Muslims. He was not yet a Muslim at that time. And when the Muslims were when the Kuffar were imprisoned, and that night Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was restless because he could hear the moans and the groans of his uncle Abbas radiallahu ta'ala. So immediately Rasulullah the next day told the Sahaba, please can you release my uncle because I could not get sleep last night. And then he was released. So Abbas radiallahu ta'ala accepted Islam and became a Sahabi, a very great Sahabi. Once he was asked, who is Akbar, who is bigger, you or Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So in, as far as age was concerned, Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala was elder than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we see his humility. He could have said, Ana Akbar min, that I am elder than him, I am bigger than him. But he kept the respect of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the position of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even in his words, in the choice of words. And he said, Huwa akbaru minni, he is greater than me. Ana asannu minhu, I am elder than him. So this Abbas radiallahu ta'ala asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to teach him some words that he could use in his dua. What type of dua should he make? So Rasulullah says, Salullah al-afiyah. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for afiyat. What is afiyat? Afiyat is to be free, to be safe and sound from any type of trial, tribulation, any type of pain and suffering. We see the ummah today, throughout the world, we are suffering. Especially now in Pakistan, we've heard of the earthquake. Thousands have lost their lives. Therefore, in these type of, when we are suffering these type of calamities, we should always ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us afiyat, safety from any type of calamity, any musibat, whether it is a sickness, or any other type of financial problem, or some pain, suffering, whether it be some spiritual suffering, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for afiyat. So after a few days, as the Abbas radhiyallahu comes back to Rasulullah sallam, Ya Rasulullah, teach me a dua that I can make to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam repeats the same thing. And Nabi Kareem says, Salullah al-afiyata fi dunya wal-akhirah. Ask Allah for afiyat with regards to your matters of the dunya and the akhirat. So from this hadith we understand two things. Firstly, to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah mentions in the Quran, Ud'uni astajib lakum. Ask me, I will answer you. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu mentioned in the hadith, Man lam yas'alillaha yaghdab alayhi. That person who does not ask, who does not beg from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah becomes naraz with him. Allah becomes angry with him. In the world we see, if you ask a person the first time, he'll give you. The second time he might frown. The third time he'll chase you away. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala works contrary to that. When you don't ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah becomes angry with you. So Allah wants us to beg from Him. Allah wants us to talk, to knock on His door. Therefore in the hadith it is mentioned, Ad-du'a'u mukhul ibadah. Or in one hadith by Nu'man bin Bashir radiallahu ta'ala, Ad-du'a'u huwal ibadah. That du'a is ibadat, because in ibadat a person shows his humility. He shows that he is subservient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He requires Allah. He requires Allah's assistance. He is dependent on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the essence of ibadat. It is mentioned in one hadith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the most beloved thing that a person can ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is afiyat. Nabi Kareem goes past by a person and he's making dua. Oh Allah, give me sabr. Oh Allah, give me sabr. Nabi says that now you are asking, you are inviting calamity to come upon you. Rather, you should make this dua. Oh Allah, give me afiyat. Safety from any type of musibat. So again, the important thing is to beg from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for afiyat, especially in the month of Ramadan. It is such a mubarak month. The anwarat, the barakat, the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are pouring down. Three people's dua is never rejected. As-sa'im, a person who is fasting, hina yuftir, at the time of iftar. At the time of iftar, that time is so blessed, so blessed. We should be raising our hands, shedding our tears, crying before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and asking and begging Allah to forgive our sins. Because that's the time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers a person's dua. Also at the time of sehri, we become so occupied in eating and drinking, which of course is permissible, we should have sehri, tasaharu, fa'inna fi sahuri baraka. Nabi Kareem says there is barakat in sehri. But the meaning of barakat also means that time is also very, very valuable. Make dua at the time of sehri also. إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى الْمُتَسَحِّرِينَ. Allah blesses that person who makes sehri. The angels make dua in maghfirat the person who makes sehri. At that time duas are answered. Raise your hands. Shed those tears. Gather your family. Make dua. اللَّهُمَّ يَا وَاسِعَ الْمَغْفِرَةِ. Oh Allah, your maghfirat is so vast. Oh Allah, forgive our sins. We know the famous hadith. In Ramadan, we always hear it. When Nabi Kareem ascended the minbar. And he said, Ameen, 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 three times. Each time he ascended the minbar. And he was rahmatul lil alameen, a mercy to the entire mankind. He would cry, make dua for his ummah. So who were the three people who were cursed by Jibreel salatu salam? That person who disobeys his parents. That person who does not send durood upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that person that the month of Ramadan comes by, comes and it goes by, and this person is not forgiven because he does not take any time out begging from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, crying over and repenting over his sins. Therefore, in one hadith it is mentioned, فَإِنَّ الشَّقِي. The word shaqi means most wretched, unfortunate, unlucky person. بَدْبَخْت, as we say, mahroom person, deprived. مَنْ حُرِمَ رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ. That person who is deprived of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we make dua, there are certain adab, there are certain conditions. And the very basic condition is that our earnings should be halal. Rasulullah ﷺ mentioned a person who was undergoing a very long journey, hair disheveled, and his body was covered with dust. So any person would feel pity for such a person. And now he raises his hand, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. Obviously, when Allah sees such a person, Allah's mercy will come upon that person. But Rasulullah ﷺ says that his earnings is haram. His clothing was haram. His conveyance was from haram sources. فَأَنَّا يُسْجَابُ لِذَارِكَ. How can Allah answer his dua then? So our earning should be halal. When we make dua, we should raise our hands and start with the hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first. Allahumma laka alhamdu kullu. All praise belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then send durood upon Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then make shukr and make istighfar and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whatever needs a person has. And in the end make send durood upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam again, because that dua between two durood is accepted also. And then we terminate our dua. We should not ask anything haram. Ask and beg from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whatever we desire. It is mentioned, even a person when his shoelace breaks, then too we should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a shoelace. So Sharia teaches us always, when we need something, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And ask with feeling. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not answer a person's dua who is not mindful, is not attentive in his dua, is looking all around, his mind is not focused in what he's asking. When a beggar comes to our door, he looks at us with a pitiable face, he stretches his hand out, perhaps he sheds some tears. Like that we should beg from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are many, many other masail pertaining dua, many, many ahadith and fadail. But this month of Ramadan is here for us. Let us make the best of this month. Beg from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask Allah ta'ala for afiyat. Rasulullah said, especially in the month of Ramadan, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for entry into Jannat. And also ask Allah that Allah must emancipate us from the fire of Jahannam. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.